A Lexington Township home is a total loss after a fire swept through it Monday night. Firefighters responded to the 16,000 block of Greenbauer Street Northeast shortly after 8:30. The resident was outside and the house was fully involved. One person was taken to Alliance Community Hospital. Their condition was not available. Crews from Alliance, Atwater, Deerfield, Marlborough Township, Sebring, and Washington Township assisted at the scene. The cause is under investigation by the State Fire Marshal's Office. The Ohio Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments tomorrow in a case concerning the Rover Pipeline. It crosses 18 Ohio counties, including Stark, Carroll, Harrison, and Tuscarawas, and transports natural gas to distribution facilities in Ohio, the Midwest, and Canada. The pipeline's owner, Energy Transfer, appealed the amount of property taxes it owes. It wants to cut the pipeline's taxable value from $3.5 billion to roughly $1.8 billion. Energy Transfer says construction costs totaled $6.3 billion, or about $2 billion over budget. They cited delays caused by high rainfall. The Ohio Department of Taxation rejected the appeal, saying it denies local taxing districts the full amount of taxes that are due to them. Alliance residents will pay more for garbage collection. Under an ordinance passed by council Monday, standard service will increase 9.2% to $20.69 per month. Backdoor service will rise 16.8% to $36.74, while bag service for seniors will increase 20.4% to $10.64. The rate change is effective July 1st. Council also passed legislation allowing Jersey Street to also be known as Johnson Drive. The change recognizes longtime residents Charles and Clarence Johnson and their respective families. Canton residents will see a Parks and Recreation levy on the November ballot. During Monday's meeting, council passed legislation placing the five-year 4.5 mil replacement tax before voters. It would generate $6.3 million annually. The current tax raises $4.1 million per year. It will expire at the end of 2026. The owner of a $100,000 home would pay $158 annually, or $65 more than under the existing tax. According to the repository, Mayor William Shearer says the Parks and Recreation Department has worked at the same level of funding since 2014. Their expenses have increased. The Catholic Diocese of Youngstown has sold a senior living center. The sale was finalized Saturday at the St. Joseph Care Center in Louisville. The center was established as a hospice in 1927 and includes a 60-bed skilled nursing facility. 19 of the beds are dedicated to a wellness center for rehabilitation. It also includes a 49-unit assisted living facility, 18-bed memory care unit, and a 66-unit independent living facility. The new owner is Stark County-based Lemon Dehoff Acquisition and Holding Company. The diocese says the center will continue to provide care and continue to endorse the organization's Catholic identity. Terms were not released. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is accused of conspiracy in the wake of the 2023 East Palestine train derailment. News Nation reports it obtained a copy of a clinical guidance letter sent to hospitals and area health care providers. The document, issued after the derailment, recommends medical providers not diagnose illnesses related to chemical exposure. Health care providers had denied ever receiving such a letter. The existence of the document was one of the allegations included in a lawsuit filed earlier this year in Franklin County Common Pleas Court on behalf of nearly 800 plaintiffs by Justwell Law. It accuses the CDC of conspiring with Mercy Health to deny plaintiffs medical care. The suit names 52 defendants, including Mercy Health and Norfolk Southern. The CDC is not a defendant. A woman is appealing her conviction and sentence for promoting prostitution in East Palestine. An attorney for 42-year-old Shanika Simmons of Struthers filed the request with the 7th District Court. Simmons was sentenced last month to 1 year in prison. She was given credit for 58 days served in jail. Simmons also was designated a Tier 1 sex offender. She was convicted in July 2024. Simmons was arrested in August 2022 after police said she met with an undercover agent posing as a buyer of sex online. Gun charges were filed against three men in Youngstown Sunday morning. All were charged with improper handling of a firearm. A passenger in a car pulled over in the 1300 block of Albert Street was arrested after a loaded .40-caliber gun was found near him. 20-year-old Jabron Carey was charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. Officers questioning a group loitering in a downtown parking lot found a driver with a loaded .40-caliber handgun. 20-year-old Jermaine Fears was arrested. 20-year-old Anthony Anderson was a passenger in a car pulled over at North Maryland and Mahoning Avenues for expired plates. He discarded a gun as he fled on foot. It was reported stolen from Butler, Pennsylvania in February 2024. Anderson was also charged with obstructing justice. Bond is set at $1 million for a Wethersfield Township man. 52-year-old Charles Schultz was arraigned today in Niles Municipal Court. He was arrested Monday on a warrant charging him with rape. The charge was filed in April. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Monday. The alleged incident occurred in August 2024. Details were not available. A man is dead after a two-vehicle crash in Warren Monday night. Police say the victim was northbound on North Park Avenue when his motorcycle collided with a pickup truck headed east on Comstock Avenue Northwest around 6:20. The man was thrown from his bike and taken to St. Joseph Health Center. He later died of his injuries. Police are investigating the incident. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.